Our prayer this week asks God to grant us the joy of eternal life with Him, because the Good Shepherd laid down His life for the sheep. O God, through the humiliation of Your Son, You raised up the fallen world. Grant to Your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. How does this prayer fit with the Gospel reading? I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave the world, the Church, to proclaim His goodness and mercy through the Word of God and the sacraments. He called men to be under shepherds, to serve in His name, to bring the peace of God to all people. We pray for good under shepherds, men who faithfully preach a word, call sinners to repent, and bring the peace of forgiveness of sins to those who call upon the name of the Lord. Unfortunately, pastors are at the same time saints and sinners, as are all of God's people. Some pastors fleece the sheep, going through the motions but not truly serving God's flock. On occasion, a pastor turns out to be a wolf, devouring the sheep with false teachings. Thus we pray for the Church and for all who are called to the office of the ministry, that the Word of God may be taught in its truth and purity, that the sacraments are administered according to Christ's institution. May our Lord grant us faithful under-shepherds who care for His flock. Amen.